deliverance from dust and chaff. For lo, I will command, and I will sift the house of Israel among all sections, like as corn is sifted in a sieve. Yet shall not the least grain fall upon the earth. Amos chapter 9, verse 9. The sifting process is going on still. Wherever we go, we are still being winnowed and sifted. In all countries, God's people are being tried, like as corn is sifted in a sieve. Sometimes the devil holds the sieve and tosses us up and down at a great rate with the earnest desire to get rid of us forever. Unbelief is not slow to agitate our heart and mind with its restless fears. The world lends a willing hand at the same process and shakes us to the right hand and to the left with great vigor. Worst of all, the church, so largely apostate as it is, comes in to give more furious force to the sifting process. Well, well, let it go on. Thus is the chaff severed from the wheat. Thus is the wheat delivered from dust and chaff. And how great is the mercy which comes to us in the text, yet shall not the least grain fall upon the earth. All shall be preserved that is good, true, gracious. Not one of the least of believers lose anything worth calling a loss. We shall be so kept in the sifting that it shall be a real gain to us through Christ Jesus.